cool.
So I'll send him the recordings, and he can keep up the Friday morning show. So he's look, that's for sure he's not going to be able to make, because that's, or then he maybe, no, it's too late. Like 12 o'clock at night there. Okay, whatever. So we finished Perek Gimel. We're about to start Perek Dalet. So let's start making some progress here. Remember, the main theme of what we discussed before was the differences, the minus, the chesroinus, the advantages, the disadvantages of the two different modalities of what's misoira a person. The misoira is that comes from the seichel, and the hisoira is that you need also from the Torah. Even though the hisoira from the seichel is more beneficial, but there's dangers on that path, and therefore you need the hisoira of the Torah as well. The bottom line is you need both, even though the hisoira of the seichel seems to be more of a mila, but if you only do that, you're going to come a cropper like we saw. So let's see what he says. In Perek Dalet, what's Perek Dalet about? V'aleinu nevayer ata. Now we need to clarify. Et mechusa yisoyra shel adeh ha-toyra. Ulekama chalokim mechalekes ha-toyra es pu'ulos ha-odom. So now we have to understand, we're going to have to go deeper and understand the essence, what's really lurking in these yisoyras that comes via the Torah. And how many divisions the Torah divides pu'ulos ha'odom, the actions of a person, what a person does. The Torah divides it into different categories. You know, we see how many there are. Ulekama dargos mitchalkim loim da Torah. Then we have to say there's different dargos of those that are loim da Torah. The fimidas chachmas on the Torah, according to how much chachma they have in Torah. Ukefimidas emunosom bo, and according to how much immuna they have in it. And then it's also going to be how much they actually keep the Torah. You can have midas chochmas in Torah, you can have midas emunosa in Torah, but you might not be makaiming it. So these three things are the three categories of loim de Torah. So a couple of things. First of all, how many chalokim or the pu'ulos of a person divided into? And how many dargas is loim de Torah? How many are they divided into? So let's, interesting agdoma. Let's see where that's going. The first thing you need to know, we don't normally think like this. It's poshut once you hear the words. Is that the mochus of this Torah that comes by the Torah is a nevuah from Hashem. It was given via Moshe by the Rabbani Shalala. We know that the Torah is the nevuah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu via Moshe. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. First of all, to teach us the avoider that Hashem wants from us. And also the Torah is there to tell you what you're supposed to do in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you scha in olam hazeh and olam haba. B'toch chesed nedova v'toivo. Niflo. Niflo. We'll have to see what's going on here. There's a big, big, big kasha here. Massive kasha. Let's try and take this apart a little bit. The Torah is a nevuah from Hashem given via Moshe in order to tell us what we're supposed to do so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us for what we're doing, tzchar, reward. In olam hazeh and olam haba, b'to chesed nedova v'toiva. It's chesed, nedova, and toiva. So just a couple of problems. First of all, tzchar in olam hazeh, Chazal tell us, tzchar b'ha al malika. You don't get tzchar in olam hazeh. There's no such thing. The closest we get to hearing anything about Scha in Olam HaZeh is the Mishnah that we say every day, that there's certain things that the Keren is kept through there, and you get to eat some of the Peirus here, which is also Kasha, because the Peirus is also some kind of a Scha. We have to understand what that's about. And second of all, if it's Scha, then it's not Chesed Nedova V'Toiva. If I pay your salary, I'm not doing chesed nedav or teva. I'm just paying you what you earn. That's, yeah, there's a big kasha they say on schar kefil. There's certain things a person gets schar kefil for. You get double schar, then that's not schar. Schar means you get paid what you earned. You can't give me double pay. That's not schar then. Schar is what you did. And then if I give you more than that, then that's chesed to even a dover. So he calls it schar mitzad echad. And then, so I just want to see inside the Loshen. I don't know why he translated it, why he's mefarish it like that. Because if you look in the original, he says, it's chazoin mi'eis elokim, that's a nevuah. Ali de ish mi bnei adam b'meishu toiv b'einav b'em b'vadoise. Legomlam al kabaloso gmul b'eilam azeo b'lam haba. Chesed avato. He doesn't use the word schar really. He calls it gomel. Gemilas chesodim. Goyimel chayvim toivoises. He doesn't use the word schar, although that is really what that word means, no? Gmul.
No, I mean, it's different to schar. Just like you said, schar is something that you deserve. Yeah. Like gomel, you gave it to them. You gave it to them. Doesn't mean they deserve it.
So I don't know why the Leif Toiv uses the word schaya, because it opens up a massive kashaya. If you go through, okay, fine. So we'll go with the Chavis of Avos. We avoid the kasha, because now I understand why it's chesed nedava v'toiva. Well, what's it got to do with telling me about the avoider that I need to do in order that he can give us this gmul? If it's tolu on my avoider, well, then it's back to being schan. That could be why Leif Tov is explaining it that way. I don't know. More interesting.
Yeah.
So he says down at the bottom here in the Ma'apel and Nefesh, he says, but to chesed nedava v'toiva, she lo magia lanu kol scha avu v'doseinu. He says, really, we're not even entitled to the reward we get for the mitzvahs we do, for the avoda we do. Ma'achnas anu chayvim la'oiv des barach b'kol kocheinu, t'munus ha'toivis ha'utzumois v'ha'imuchodois sh'ashem meitiv lanu bo'ifin miyuchad. Why are you not entitled to reward? Because you have to serve Hashem because of all the unbelievable, enormous goodness that He does for us. That we saw in Shah Bechina. Because Hashem gives us so much goodness. So we have to serve Him because of the goodness that He's doing for us. So even when you do the avoda and He gives you scha, it's not because of the avoda you did, it's purely chesed, because lo magelacha scha.
That makes more sense.
Well, let's just finish here. Ulefika chascha shashem lo yisid lanu hu rak beto chesed nedove v'toive, ki Hashem yisbarach hu toiv v'meitiv v'rav chesed. It makes sense, but it leaves you with one very powerful kasha. And this doesn't come up once or twice. We saw this in Chovas in Shara Betochen. You see it now, and you see this running through the Chovas Lavav. I'm not a big expert in Chovas Lavavas, but we've picked this up a couple of times. And that is that, and he says it mefurish in Shara Betochen. And that is there's this musag of giving you scha even though you don't deserve it, which defeats the whole purpose of the Bria. Because we know that the purpose of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow good. He wants to give us good. So He creates us and wants to give us good. But the good that you don't earn isn't the ultimate good. That's the Ramchal in Das Tfunas, the Rizal. The good you get has to be earned. Because otherwise it's Nama de Kasufa. It's bread of shame. So you walk straight bang into the kashia of what's with bread of shame. Lo magia l'ischa. But Hashem does it for me anyway because he's an asgar. Well, then invite him. I'm eating charity again. I'm not getting it as scha. Then I'm back to the kasha. What happened to Nama de Kusufa? Why create the world in the first place? Just don't create the world or create the world and leave me in Olam Haba. Just create me straight in Olam Haba if you want to be nice to me. You send me down here in order to earn the good, and then you give it to me for nothing anyway. So then something's a problem here. You see, I don't know how you balance that. I really don't know how you balance the Chovas HaLevavos with this understanding that the world had to be created because we have to earn the reward, not get it for free. That's a problem we saw there with the Chovas HaLevavos in Shara Betochen says that there's scha you get for the mitzvahs you do, but then there's scha you get that you don't deserve. So we had the kashta there. So that's less of a problem because there it's like extra. You get like a bonus. Okay. But yeah, it's the etzem schar that is telling you that you don't really deserve and you're getting it for free. So how to kush to the duchta, maim namel kasufa. Okay, just pointing it out. That's an issue, yeah.
Look, it's definitely a good, better question than an answer in general. Just something to think about because it's definitely sound. No, it's I'm happy you spelled it out like that. But I'm saying off the bat, I'm saying over here, he's not saying you don't deserve it. He's just saying that it's out of kindness.
He says, "Sharei lo megia lanu kol scha avu avodaseinu."
Where does he say that?
In the Ma'apel Nefesh that I was reading from now. That's
okay,
why I had to
catch it. Okay, fine. He's the one who says it. Okay, fine. Because the Chovas Alevav is just, he doesn't say it like that. He says, Hashem is just being kind and generous and good to you. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't deserve it, but Hashem set it up in a way that you can earn it, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that you don't deserve it. Or maybe, yes, if you actually look at it, it's more than you should get, but Hashem designed it in a way where you can actually earn something like that. If you do this, which is fast, that's the kindness.
The fact that it lets you earn it is also a chesed.
You know what I mean? Just it's like giving a random guy a job where you pay him R1 million a month. It's not that he's making you R1 million a month. You've just been nice to him. You've been kind to him. So he's still working for you, so he's working.
But there's still bread of shame there. He knows that he's only doing a $1,000 job and you're paying him $1 million, as he feels icky still. There's a problem with that. I'm not saying there's not solutions to the problem. I'm just saying you have to be aware of the problem.
The problem is
for us to earn the good. That's why we have to go through Auschwitz and Gehenna and to go through all these, like, you know, we have to come into this world and really, really circle because, you know, but so then why? You want to do it as chesed, nedova, and toiva? Say, what, I have to earn it? Just give it to me. So yeah, there has to be a certain aspect of earning it. We'll see. Okay, we dealt with this in Pirkei Machshava. We dealt with this right at the end of the Sefer that he goes into this subject. Maybe we'll look at it again. We're nearing it there in the 9:30 share. We're sort of edging slowly towards it. Maybe we look at that again, because that's really the key to understanding this whole sugya. I'm just pointing it out here that there's an issue here with scha and toive, and if it's scha, it can't be chesed. And there's a sugya po. It's got to be, you've got to be aware of it. I don't have answers to all the questions, but I'm aware that.
Good point.
There's a mahalach in the chovas alavavas that we haven't understood properly yet. And I'm not saying that, I've heard this from big people. So people that know their way around chovas alavavas have said this is an issue that has to be dealt with. I remember asking the Kasha once, we were in a Vard once, and the Rav said, yeah, Nachinami, that's one of the famous issues in the Chovas HaLevavos. That was in Shara Betocha, not yet. I've never learned this with anybody who knows what they're talking about. That's why we're struggling. I don't know what I'm talking about. We're learning. We're learning Rishonim together. It's Geshmak. Okay. So let's have a look. Let's see what he says. The Torah divides the Pu'ulus Ha'odom into three categories. Aleph, Ha'pu'ulus Ha'odom Mutzuva La'Soysom, and Mitzvahs Aseh Shel HaTorah. First category are the Mitzvahs Aseh in the Torah, the things that you commanded to do. You have to do them. Mitzvahs Aseh, all the Mitzvahs Aseh. Second category is a pula she'osel ol asoysom, dainu mitzvahs lo tase shel haTorah. The second category are the things you're not allowed to do, which are the lavim in the Torah, the thou shalt not. So that's the second category. The third category is a pula she'mutel ol asoysom, they mutter to do. The ein heim lo beged a mitzvah, but lo beged aveira. And the things that have nothing to do with the mitzvah, they have nothing to do with an aveira. They're just things that are mutter to do. I'm not going to go into
a fascinating thing, eh? Because I've heard a great show on this, but that's just a fascinating thing that you can even say something like that.
What's the problem?
Oh, what do you mean? Everything you do is geared to something. So whether it's muta, it's part of being something that you get a schus for doing it because you're using
it. One second. You didn't say you're not getting a schus. It's something that's mutter to do, but it's not beget a mitzvah or a veira. I'll give an example. give an example. You can turn it into a mitzvah if you connect it properly, if you, okay? But in and itself is not a mitzvah. I'm thinking aloud now. I haven't worked this through. For example, you go for a walk on the beach. The Torah doesn't command you to walk on the beach. The Torah doesn't ask you for walking on the beach. Nachon? Now, why are you walking on the beach? Because you want to be healthy so that you can serve Hashem. Why are you eating? Because you want to be healthy, because you want to serve Hashem. Why are you sleeping? Because you want to be healthy. You can turn it into an avoider. There's no question. You can make it positive. You can make it negative. You can go for a walk on the beach for all the wrong reasons. That could be, maybe you'll be doing avoiras. We're trying to avoid the mitzvah avaria. There are things that are, they're mutter. You're allowed to do this. It's nishkin mitzvah, it's nishkin avaira. But you're allowed to do it if you want to. Now, different people will do that for different reasons. I'll go for a walk on the beach just to kill time. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with going for a walk on the beach.
No, I hear what you're saying. Okay, so
you, what
just
you're
because you can use
is,
it, doesn't matter. It still doesn't, it's not inherently a mitzvah.
Yeah, when Rabbi Lashev was sitting on the beach, yeah, it wasn't just stump, you know, well, because not mutter, not also. He was using that time productively, for sure. But the etzem pe'ula is not mutter or osa. That's what he's saying. He's focusing very much on pe'ula. The loshon pe'ula is there's pe'ulas that you chayv to do. There's pe'ulas that you're not allowed to do. And there's pe'ulas that are not chayv also. You can do them. We do lots of them all the day. We do lots of pe'ulas that are not mitzvahs or aveiras. You know, there might be an aveira behind that thing because you could have been learning Torah when you went for a beach. There's bittul Torah that you're not allowed to do. But there's a lot of things that we do that are not mitzvahs and not aveiros. A lot of our lives are spent like that. Okay, obviously it needs a getter. We have to be much clearer on that. That's going to be mitzvahs. I said mitzvahs laws. I said not so difficult because they're quite clear. I'm sure he's going to spend time. You know, he spends quite a long time on Chayle Gimel. Hopefully he'll explain it and give us examples when we get there. But that's your whole life is basically divided. All the actual life divided into three things. Mitzvah, Aveira, and Rishus. So let's see how that stems out. Let's see. So mitzvahs ase, melchaikas l'shnei chalokim. Okay, let's put mitzvahs ase under the microscope and divide it into two categories. Chelek echad heina mitzvahs hamuteles alev bilvad. There's the chelek of the mitzvahs that are dependent or incumbent on the lev bilvad, on the mind itself alone. Gun yichud akel, shenamin Hashem levodoy, hu elokim ve'ein zuloso yishum elokus klal, v'shelo nahara acharav yizborach, v'shen yiftach alav, shel limso v'nafkiz ez atzmeinu, v'ez kol ha'shelanu lidei hanagosa yizborach. All the chayvus halavavus, basically. The oneness of Hashem, that you have to have imunah in Hashem alone and not to have any shutfas, to not to go after and nahara acharov yisparach, to have tainas on him, to have betochen in him, to be moisa and dedicated ourselves to everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanhogo is. Shnei merutzim migzareso, you have to be satisfied with what Hashem decrees for you. No matter what Hashem does to you, you have to makabel them ba'avu b'simcha. You have to have imuna in Hashem's prophets and his Torah. There has to be yira. You have to go of the mitzvahs. When he's b'nifalosov, b'tavosov, you have to think about your nefilas, and you have to meditate on the goodness that Hashem does for you. Many, many things like this. If we would mention them, we'd have to carry on for a long time. In the davar sof kimat. So those are the chayvus halavavus. I gave a few examples. You can take that. Take a little piece of the wise man and he'll expand these things that a person has to chayvus halavavus. V'chelek ha'sheni shel mitzvos, and those are mitzvos aseh, by the way. It's not just a nice thing to do. The tochen's not just a cool thing to do. You know, it's a help in troubled times. No, it's a mitzvos aseh deraisa. Chayvus halavavus. V'chelek ha'sheni shel mitzvos aseh. There's mitzvahs that are incumbent gam on the mind and also on the limbs. Kagon leheisim es haloshen el alayv. To get your tongue, your speech, your mouth in aligned with your brain, your mind. Shelo ledaber echad bepeh veechad belev. Not to wait, say one thing, but you really mean another. Piv v'liboy shovim. But you're thinking that's what you say, but you keep quiet. Ukriya sefer Torah v'limudoy. Interesting. He sneaks in those curved ones here. Reading the Torah and learning it. That requires the goof, but it also requires the mind. V'atfila, hatzoyim, hatztoker, lishbois v'malocha v'shobos v'amodim. Mitzvah sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, v'mitzvah doimois. You can't just do it with your body. The lave has to be involved in all those mitzvahs as well. But obviously, most of the mitzvahs, by the way, if you look, were done with the goof. Most mitzvahs of the Torah, you have to actually, there's a quiet action, they're quite physical action. We don't just sit at home and think about betochen. Betochen requires action as well. The way you conduct your life is also an outcrop of betochen. But the etzem mitzvah is a mitzvah of the lave, not of the avorim. Okay, so that's fairly straightforward. The mitzvahs lo taseh, mitchalekes afhen l'shnei chalokim, and the lavim in the Torah also divided into two categories. Chelek echad ema esurim amutolim alavovas bilvad. Interesting, he gave examples for the avorim and the lave. He doesn't give above. He gave examples of the lave and the avorim of the lave. Yeah, he doesn't give examples of the lave bilvad. But chelek sheni him esurim amutelis alavorim. Oh yeah, he's going to bring it down now. He's actually going to quote them now. Sorry. Okay, it's in the structure here. The chelik sheni is the surim that are mutl on the avorim, the lavim that you can't do with your goof. Vadvarim shalev muzal imna mehem haim, the things that the Torah commands us to avoid relating to the lave. Lo lamin ki ilu yesh chas v'chlom eize shi elokus v'mshutafim aboire. Not to chas v'lile have imuna that chas v'shalom, there's some kind of a partnership, Hashem is some kind of partnership, he can't manage on his own. Not to serve Hashem and to be an Eved Hashem because you're trying to flatter people so that people will praise you and give you covered. Not to have a yearning to do Averas. He doesn't actually do the Avera. He just sits home and fantasizes about the Avera. He's longing to do the Avera. He thinks about it and whatever. He doesn't do the Avera. That's an Issa on the Levavois. There shouldn't be in a person's mind, heart, gaiva. Vis nosus, the gasois ruach. He shouldn't be, I don't know exactly how to translate that. He shouldn't be crude and rough. V'lola zalzel bibnei adam biliboy. Not to be mazalzel people in his mind. He doesn't say anything. He's a very nice, polite guy, but he's thinking, what a shmende chadeh. You know, he's whatever. He's mocking people in his heart. And not to mock the words of the Nevi'im and the things they say, b'shem Elokim. Not to find good and people that do good. Yeah, you kind of, he's a frumer, he's a this, nah, he's such a fanatic, he's such a... Yeah, we do it all the time. V'lo she'e l'leiv k'iras ruach miharashoyim. Person shouldn't feel any k'iras ruach. I don't know how you translate k'iras ruach. K'iras ruach is some enjoyment, some, I think Rav Motcha Miller once, I think, said k'iras ruach is like the smell of the chicken soup. It's not the etzem pleasure of the article. It's just like a side thing, you know, like the smell of the chicken soup. That's k'iras ruach from the Rishoyim. Not to get any pleasure from them. Not to be jealous. Not to be choymed, not to want what other people have. Not to enjoy hurting other people, doing evil to other people. Not to have kashas on what Hashem was goyzer for a person. And many, many like this. A couple of examples of the things that the Gufom warned not to do. Lo lavid avodah zorah b'poil, not to actually do the avoid of what's called avodah zorah. V'lo lishoveh l'sheker, not to make false oaths. V'lo ledaber rechilas, v'lo lechel dvorim asurim, v'lo lishpoch dam, v'habe me'ein eilu. You know, you've all been through Sefer HaMitzvahs, you've all been through the Rambam, Chinuch, you know, all the thou shalt nots that you could do with your guf. Now, v'apula shemutu lo ladam lo soysom, v'ein lo beged a mitzvah, lo beged a veira. I know it's late, but we're just intrigued. We want to get into just these two lines, and then I'll stop. What are examples of what's going on here with these? Mitchalekas l'shloisha chalokim. Achyoini v'hamayuta v'pochus mihachyoini. Because that needs a hezba, and he's going to go in and explain this at length. The things that are that are not mitzvahs and not aveiras, they muta, divides into three categories. Hachiyoini. Chiyoni, I think, means those things that you need to live, those things that are part of your life, needs for your life. Hamayutar, things that are extra, that are, you know, don't really need to do them. Vapochos machiyoni, things that are less than chiyoni. Okay, he's going to magdir and go into all of these three things at great length now. We're going to have to stop here, though, but that's going to be very interesting. So the mitzvahs I say and the lota says are not so difficult. Because they've been well documented and they're well written. They're in every, you know, just go into any Torah library and take them out and you can see exactly what they are. We have a Shulchan Aruch, we have the Moine HaMitzvahs, all the different Moine HaMitzvahs who write up the Mitzvahs Aseh, the Mitzvahs Lot Aseh. So that we have a pretty good question of what they are. The Chovos Levavos are less clear to us. But Baruch Hashem, we do have Sforim that the Rambam for sure and Chovos Levavos that enumerate the Chovos HaLevavos for us in the Aseis and the Lot Aseis, the Musa Sfarim, the Shari Tshuva, we have Baruch Hashem, we have Shulchan Aruchs where we can go to for those. Things that are Mutta and not Mitzvahs and not Averis, they're Mutta, that's less clear. That's where we often struggle. So hopefully he'll open up that for us a little bit with Rat Hashem next week.
It's so amazing. It's so nice to learn it inside because I heard this rabbi over here gave such a brilliant series on work. And one of the things he quoted was from here, of the Chovos HaLevavos in the section of Mutter. And it comes out that working is Mutter. It's not a mitzvah. And he went into like a whole thing of like, you know, what our avoda really is of work and how amazing it is. But he showed that it's not even a mitzvah. It's amazing.
But there are a lot of mitzvahs attached to it. A person has, for example...
It's exactly like what we were talking. Sorry, I cut you off, yeah?
The person has a mitzvah to mefanes his wife. So when he's at work, he's involved in the mitzvah of being mefanes his wife. He's making shtalus to mefanes his wife. It's not the etzim mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that says, thou shalt go and work. Aval, he can't mefanes, he has to make ishtadlis. The Chovos HaLevavos says that mefurush, you have to make ishtadlis.
Yeah.
So if I have to make ishtadlis, they're showing that all that ishtadlis is a mitzvah. Making ishtadlis is
what I'm saying. It's fascinating that he brings it here. But we'll see it together that he brings it as mutter. Doesn't make sense. It's fascinating.
Yeah. No, sometimes working is mutter. Sometimes working is also. you're doing too much ishtadlis. The Chovos HaLevavos says you chai for that. So again, it's we need to learn the parameters properly. That's why I'm looking forward to seeing this next week. It's going to be very interesting. Mitz Hashem, we'll do it next week. Bezrat Hashem.
Okay, take care. Should be well. And please God, we'll speak. One day we'll sit down and have a proper catch up.
Yeah, you'll have to come live here for a while and we'll sort out the chashmal there.
Let's see.
Love your folks. Take good care. All the best.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Okay.